I got it. Hare Krishna. Let us chant one time loudly for having a, such a wonderful community. Most vibrant Hare Krishna people are in Alachua. So let us give thanks to them by chanting one time loudly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. First of all, I'm very grateful to be here with all of you. So I would like to begin with this song. This is the only song that our most scholarly person in our Guru Parampara, that according to Srila Prabhupada, is Jiva Goswami. This is the only song he composed about Srimati Radharani's glory with Krishna. I'm not a singer, so please bless me and pray for me, so even the crow may sound little sweet sometimes. So please go with me. Krishna prema maye radha, radha prema maya hari, jivane nithane netam, radha krishna gati mama. Krishna prema maye radha, radha prema maya hari, jivane nithane netam, radha krishna Krishna sada dinam radha, radhaya dravinam hari, jivane nidhane nitam, radha krishna gatir mama. Krishna sada dinam radha, Imam Hare Jivane Nidhane Nitam, Krishna Pranamayi Radha, Radha Pranamaya Hari, Jivane Nidhane Nitam, Radha Krishna Gati Mama. Krishna Pranamayi Radha Pranamaya Hari, Jivane Nidhane Krishna Baba Maye Radha, Radha Drava Maya Hare, Jivane Nidhane Nitam, Radha Krishna Gati Mama. Krishna Baba Maye Radha, Radha Drava Maya Hare, Jivane Nidhane Nitam, Krishna Gehe Sita Radha, Radha Gehe Sita Hari, Jivane Nidhane Nitam, Radha Krishna Gati Mama. Krishna Gehe Sita Radha, Radha Gehe Sita Hari, Jivane Nidhane Nitam, Krishna Chitta Stita Radha Radha Chitta Stita Hari Jibane Nadhane Nitam Radha Krishna Gati Mama Krishna Chitta Stita Radha Radha Chitta Stita Hare Jivane Nadhane Nitam Radha Krishna Gati Nilambara Dhara Radha Nitambara Dhara Hari Jivane Nadhane Nitam Radha Krishna Gati Mama Nilambara Dhara Radha Nitambara Dhara Hari Jivane Nadhane Nitam Vrindavaneshwari Radha Krishna Vrindavaneshwara Jivane Nadhane Nitam Radha Krishna Gatir Mama Vrindavaneshwari Radha Krishna Vrindavaneshwara Jivane Nadhane Nitam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Gurudev विष्णुपाद परमहंस गरीबराजगाचार्य अष्टतर सदस्य श्रीमशिल भयचंद्र रविंद्र भक्त वेदांत स्वामी जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन डिविटी फाउंडर आचार्य हिज डिवाइन गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस गरीबराजगाचार्य अष्टतर सदस्य श्रीमशिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत गौटी वैष्णविंद की जय। नमाचार्य शिलहदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदी गौर भक्तविंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गौर गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। मायापुर नवदी धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। हलाचनि धाम की जय। श्री श्री राधाष्टमी महामहोत्सव की जय। समृत वैष्णविंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रमानंद हरि हरि गौर। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद। Hare Krishna, because of the short time, I would like to request you to think while you are listening, what do you love about Radhashtami or Radharani? You can think, and at the end, hopefully we'll have a few minutes, you can share. What is that attraction? When you say everything is a broader scale, but it's not affecting everybody. If you have a very precise particular that actually attracts you, you can actually awaken, evoke your emotion. That is required. So you have to be very particular character, quality of Prabhupada, Radharani, Krishna like this. Then it will remain, you can retain in your heart. So today we are going to discuss a question. What is the origin, conception of Radharani comes from? So I found some wonderful reference. I don't know if you ever thought that. Oh, sorry, I went too far. Okay. I'm just going to follow the screen. Okay. Here, everyone together. Radhika Hayan Krishna Pranayavika. स्वरूप शक्ति लादिनी नामजार। श्रीमती राधेर राधिका इज द ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन ऑफ कृष्णस लव। शी इज हिज इटर्नल एनर्जी कॉल लादिनी। सो व्हाट आई मेंट दैट यू कैन नॉट सेपरेट श्रीमती राधारानी एंड कृष्ण। द ओरिजिन ऑफ राधारानी इज विद इन कृष्ण। We say Krishna is Supreme God, we say Radharani is also Supreme God. This conception has to be understood very clearly. If you take all the conception of God in this world, you can categorize. They have either monism or monotheism or pantheism or panentheism or polytheism, Hindus, monotheism, Christian, you can just think, all the religion you can categorize. But nobody has a clue, polymorphic monotheism. And I put it in the Googles and it says, Vaishnavas knows. They didn't even give details. And if you put polymorphic bimonotheism, only Hare Krishna philosopher knows. At least Google is guiding them. Go to Hare Krishna people. So it's very nice. Because in our conception, when we take think of Radharani. Radharani in Padma Purana explains that absolute truth, of course there is no beginning or end, but still you have to say in the beginning, just to have some conception to hold it. In the beginning, the absolute truth, when he was thinking, is there anyone loves me? Padma Purana explained very nicely. The moment Supreme Absolute Truth, Sri Krishna, thought from his left side, most astonishing, dazzling, beautiful personality appeared, who had two qualities. One was Dhavati and one was Raga. Means she will do anything, anywhere, anyhow, any way to please the master. That's called Dhavati. And Raga means incessant, passionate love. Our acharyas take the first word. Raga is Ra, and Dhavati is Dha. That's how the origin Radha came, from that conception. And then, from Krishna's right side, Balaram appeared. God is great and sweet. His greatness evokes our submission. So concept of God, when we think of own reverence, this is in Sanskrit they call Atma Ramata. Atma Ramata means he is self-satisfied. God doesn't need anything. But nobody in this world can claim this beside Hare Krishnas. I mean, not all Hare Krishnas, but those are gradually matured. Can you say really, like, I don't need anyone or anything in this world, I'm completely complete eternally? Almost impossible, unless you are Mahabhagavat or Sikh. Because Prabhupada was asked in London that this man doesn't need anything, he's filler. Prabhupada said he should go to doctor immediately. He was not a devotee. So you can, only Krishna can claim eternally he is completely complete, satisfied. When Krishna's right side Balaram appeared, left side Srimati Radharani appeared, then this our sages, Chaitanya Chaitamita chapter 4 gives vivid. I don't have much time, otherwise we could go with those verses. I made slides, but I don't know if we can go all this. But somehow other Prabhupada gave a very complete understanding that that absolute truth eternally endowed with potency. Now in the morning you all got up. You have to take shower and then you have to come here and you did Mangal Arati and you dried. And if you really think, you have to go home, cook something, eat, you have to digest, you need how much energy you need, if you really think, and then you get tired. So just imagine to create, maintain unlimited universes, how much potency God needs? How many?
Unlimited.
That's a good answer, but it's not complete. Inconceivable means you're trying to avoid. I mean, that's also true, but it's like you're trying to avoid the answer. Actually, only one potency. This verse, Prabhupada quote this verse randomly in many lectures, you hear this. So we can recite together. Natashakarjam karanam cha vidyate natat samaya abhadikascha visyate parasya shakti vividaiva suyate savaviki gena bala kriyacha. Prabhu, can you read this translation loudly?
The Supreme Lord has nothing to do. Nothing is equal to Him or greater than Him. He acts in different phases by manifesting His parts and parcels, which are all simultaneously different, and situated by his unlimited, variegated potencies. Each potency acts quite naturally in sequences, providing him full knowledge, power, and pastimes.
Very good. Thank you. So, this verse says that Supreme Absolute Truth only has one potency, Parashakti. That Parashakti has a three function and three manifestation, and each manifestation has a three function. This is the beginning. We do not accept Krishna without potency. And if you only think of Krishna without potency, you will become impersonalized, even though you may be approaching Krishna that way. So, originally that one potency became manifested in three, and then each one has three functions. That's why the origin Sat Chit Ananda manifested. And Balaram Prabhu is the predominating deity of Sat, or existence, your body, this temple, this whole material world, whole spiritual world, even the Krishna's body made of sub-potency. Balaram's body made of sub-potency. And Balaram is the predominating deity. And then chief potency, now don't feel bored, I know it's a little technical, but it is very important, most important. If you want to retain the Radha Krishna's beautiful, wonderful pastimes, the tattva has to be understood. Three considerations to understand Krishna consciousness, what I understood from Jiva Goswami's book. Consideration of the ontological truth. Ontological truth is not relative truth. Ontological truth exists by its own right. Just like Krishna is God, Radha is also God. Whether you accept or not doesn't matter. It always exists like that. We are eternal servants. These are called ontological truth. You cannot change. Relative truth, it depends. Who, time, place, circumstances. So these are ontological truth. And Sambit, or Chit, origin is Sambit. Chit here, just like I am speaking something, I have some idea, some knowledge. And you are hearing, you also have some idea, isn't it? Oh, I know what he's talking about. And you have some knowledge. So that's coming from Radharani, chief potency. When it matures and purifies in the spiritual realm, it's called Sambit. Sambit has a two manifestations in the spiritual world. One is relationship. Everything in spiritual world has a relationship. And second is function. Relationship and what you do with that relationship. These two are the Sambit potency. And the third potency is Labini, or pleasure potency. Radharani, Srimati Radharani, is the predominating deity of that Labini potency. Now Srila Prabhupada, Adilila chapter 4, 68 verse, you can look at part 4, very profound, that everybody is enjoying materially and spiritually. We are pleasure seeking by nature. Any philosophy that divert us not to enjoy is wrong. We should reject that. I don't like to say the name, but like Jains, Buddhism, these are rejecting, annihilate. Ultimately mental system dissolved and there is no anything exist. I say, what about me? So no, everything dissolved. I say, that's atheistic, we don't accept that. This is what boils down to Buddhism. But anyway, the point is, anybody is against pleasure seeking by nature, it's not Krishna consciousness, first of all. Now question is, Prabhupada gives a very nice, I'm summarizing, that when you take, ask yourself right now, if you draw happiness right now from Krishna through service, then you are under Jogamaya, right now. If you draw your happiness from your spouse or another person or another thing, then you are in material under Maya. You can be sitting in the temple, I can be still under Maya. So it is the consciousness connects whom we approach. Take shelter of Jogamaya or Mahamaya, it's individually up to us. A good example, Jogamaya came from Vrindavan to Mathura Jain by Vasudev Maharaj was carrying her. And then he gave to his wife, Mother Devaki. So Mother Devaki was breastfeeding Yogamaya. Then Kamsa comes after a few minutes. He's furious. Finally, his challenge of death, you can say. I mean, we are trying to avoid death. Who's not trying to avoid death? So Kamsa, in one sense, Prabhupada said intelligent. I was like surprised. Really? Prabhupada gave a credit to Kamsa. He's intelligent. He's trying to fight the death. So when Kamsa comes, the same Yogamaya he touched became Mahamaya. I hope you all grasp it. She was Yogamaya, now became Mahamaya. What made the Yogamaya internal potency became external potency? Somebody help me? Attitude. Attitude. When you have a devotional attitude, devotional character, we are under Yogamaya. When we don't want to serve, I can be in the temple but I don't have any interest to serve or hear. I'm thinking something else. We can be. So devotional attitude actually shifts us who we want to take shelter. And this part, this energy who make a choice, they are called living entity. Internal potency cannot have that choice, neither external potency. Only the marginal potency has this choice. So in short, this is the explanation. Now, I will discuss that. Okay, can somebody read that question loudly? I can't see very clear.
Is Krishna thirsty for love when he has so many goddesses of fortune who love him so much, and our love is also contaminated because of so many things which displease him?
Okay, would somebody like to answer?
Yes.
Yes, what?
He's thirsty for our love.
No.
Oh.
First focus is no. Krishna is eternally completely complete. He doesn't need. Prabhupada quote one verse, Nayeva Atmana Prabhu Nija Lada Puna Manam Jana Aridusa Karna Bhunite. He said, Prahlad Maharaj, it's a 7-9-11, that verse, you can look at it. Prabhupada quote that verse louder, that when we offer something to Krishna, we should always think first. Krishna doesn't need anything. He is eternally completely complete, satisfied. And what can we give? We have a contaminated heart and mind. So three ways we can look at it. I'm giving you like a very short answer. Try to love that Krishna, Radharani, through Radharani, where you are in this world. Try to love them through the world. And try to love them with the world. Don't try to artificially think you will jump over the material fans, whatever the fans you think, and you will reach transcendental. It's not going to happen. We have a material body, so engage the material body. Whatever is outside, you can offer it, that's also product of Maya. Engage that. And why are? In the material world. So in the world, with the world, through the world, if you offer it, then you can actually spiritualize. You can transcend yourself, also transform wherever you are into spiritual domain. Then you can be in Alatra physically, but you can be also in Golok Vrindavan right now. Would you like to transcend like that? Prabhupada gave Bhagavatam 3.2.6, you can look at, Prabhupada explained this. How we can be in Alachua, he didn't say Alachua, I'm just adding. You can be in Alachua and be in Golok Vrindavan same time. Isn't it cool? It's not that after you die you have to experience what the spiritual world is. Spiritual world you can experience now. Krishna is complete, that's true. But there is something also I agree with this Prabhu. In case if you end of the class you don't have to ask me, I give you the reference. It's Bhagavatam 10th canto, 14th chapter, text 8. In the purport, you will see, says, Sanatana Goswami Pad says, Krishna gave a particular sentiment to each of us. And Srila Prabhupada made it very interesting. He says, through Radharani only the soul will approach Krishna. So we need Radharani how much? most important right now in your life. So you approach Krishna through Radharani, then Krishna will accept you easily. Now, a particular sentiment given to each of us, please remember, that sentiment, that relationship cannot be duplicated, is never duplicated, and never can be replaced. So each of us important to Krishna. We have to respect each other. Why? Because to Krishna, each of us are more important. You follow? We cannot neglect any soul, because each soul has a particular sentiment that Krishna gave, and Krishna wants to taste it. In your pure state, you will find yourself shelter of a particular sentiment, love, emotion, that you are the holder or shelter of that love for you to offer and Krishna to enjoy it. And the via media you go through Radharani. Srimati Radharani has a two form. One is Murta, one is Amurta. Amurta form, in a short, maybe a little technical, but I'm just going, it's a little far. When you get the initiation from your guru, that is actually the potency. Madhulila 7.99, you can see Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya is traveling all over the world, big acharya delivering thousands of people. What does that mean, delivering thousands of people? What does that mean? And then Prabhupada answer also in the parable, two potencies. You must experience right now in your life, when you are following Prabhupada and your Guru, the cognizant potency, your relationship with Krishna, and your feeling for Him. And some happiness must come. Otherwise progression is not happening. These two potency, coming from Radharani, Krishna, relationship from Krishna, pleasure from Radharani, coming through from Radharani, through Guru Parampara, through Prabhupada, to your Guru, to your heart. This has to be very focused in our life, right now, in our life, every day. Am I have some feeling for Lord? Why not? I have eternal relationship. I got initiated. Prabhupada is there. Prabhupada is our eternal Shiksha Guru. 10,000 years at least. So why not we experience this? You should. So, what causes everything in the spiritual world, all these pastimes and everything? Only one answer. Greed. Everybody knows the word greed. Originally, greed actually exists in a full-fledged in Krishna. He is the one who wanted to experience. Is there someone who loves me? So Radharani manifested. You follow? The greed. Just like Shripad Gaurgovinda Maharaj says, before Nishimadev came, no incarnation, matsya, fish incarnation, turtle incarnation, nobody had a parents. I hope you recognize that. Why after Nishimadev, all the parents, friends, girlfriend, everybody started coming for God? Because his greed. Prahlad Maharaj, that's why Prahlad Maharaj is a very big role in our life. Because Nishimadev developed the paternal Vatsalya Rasa when Prahlad Maharaj was sitting on his lap. The affection pulled out from his heart. And for that reason, from all other incarnation after Nishimadev has a parents. You follow? And then of course boyfriend, girlfriend, and it goes on. And it culminates, or you can say summit, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. But I'll go very quick, because I wanted to focus on this verse. Krishna. Okay. One more. This is what caused the greed, in case if you ever want to know. This is a fascinating verse. You can memorize it like a candy, you can chew it. Okay. This is, I found, the most important verse if you want to know the identity and personality of Radharani. This is one verse, does not have any purport. And you wonder why this doesn't have any purport, because the entire chapter, each word has a whole explanation by verse by verse. So let us recite together, and I hope, I beg you and request you, memorize this verse together. Devi Krishna Mai Prakta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mai Sarva Kanti Sammohini Parathitan. Devi Krishna Mai Prakta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mai Sarva Kanti Sammohini Parathitan. Devi Krishna Mai Prakta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mai Sarva Kanti Sammohini Parathitan. Oh, somebody can you read the translation to me?
The transcendental goddess Srimati Radharani is the direct counterpart of Lord Shri Krishna. She is the central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. She possesses all the attractiveness to attract the all attractive personality of Godhead. She is the powerful internal potency of the world.
I love Prabhupada's translation, it's so yummy. Thank you. So now if you see, can you remember the verse? Devi is one word. Krishnamayi, each word has a sloka. If you look at the next verse, one word. What does Devi means? Devi kahe dutamana paramasundari kimba krishna puja kriya basati nagari. One Mataji, can you read translation please? I can't see from here. Because of the time, I'm going to break down this word. Devi kahe dutamana. Dutamana means very bright effulgence. So the moment Radharani appeared from Krishna's left side, she had a passionate love. And Krishna was surprised. Wow! Now let me ask you this. When Radharani came out from Krishna's body, she's complete. How much left inside Krishna's body? Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate, 100% left inside and 100% outside. This is called inconceivable. So Radharani is outside, seeing this, her effulgence that she has so much love pouring out. What is the color of Radharani's body? Golden, molten gold. You can go to Gopal's shop, he'll show you melting gold. It is not a yellow, it's like a reddish magenta color. You know, magenta like a kumkum, the bindi has. But it's not really red, it's like a very attractive. So when that color was coming out, this yellow, Krishna says, unbelievably impossible. How much love she has for me. The moment Krishna thought, the blue effulgence started coming out from his body. And the blue and yellow merged. Anybody has a clue? What happened, blue and yellow when it merges? Green! The first forest in Gulab Vrindavan. There was no forest before, green. Everything came from Radha Krishna. Janma Adi Jasya. Bhagavatam began. Everything from Radha Krishna. So when blue and yellow merged, the first Vrindavan manifested in Gulab Vrindavan. And then you see the other color, from that Radha Krishna's feeling for each other slowly, slowly started seven colors, unlimited colors, so many colors like this. So first forest. Devi kahe dutamana paramasundari. Paramasundari. Radharani is so beautiful. How beautiful? How beautiful is Radharani? Now, Jogamaya's arrangement, because this question you may have a, you know, I'm sure you all do, you all are intelligent body. You think like, does Krishna knows everything what he's doing, or it's like kind of like he forgets? If Krishna forgets he's God, then how is he God? Yeah, that's true. Now, he actually, a good analogy Chaitanya Charitamrita gave many times, but I found the sloka where he got this from. Very interesting. You always think Krishna Lila, not like the Karmis. Because the Karmis, they think Krishna Lila either mythological or historical or metaphorical. I mean, we take metaphorical because Putana represents pseudo-guru, you know, Dhanukasura represents something. So we take some aspect, but we should always see Krishna Lila as a spiritual, not other three. The focus on spiritual. So, Adilila chapter 4, 29-30, all these verses Prabhupada gives how Krishna decide to perform these pastimes. I'm just giving a little clue and then you can go home and just think about it. Think Krishna as a script writer and Jogamaya as a director. When you go to see a play, do you see director?
No.
No, it's behind the screen. So that's Jogamaya. That's why you don't see Jogamaya in the Leela. Krishna is a scriptwriter, but he also actor. And Radharani is actress. So whole pastime takes place like this. Krishna tells Jogamaya, cover me completely that I am God. So when Krishna completely, Jogamaya completely covers, then Krishna is there taking bath in Nanda Maharaj's house. When Krishna takes bath in Nanda Maharaj's house, what happened to Krishna before he took birth? And during the birth? And after the birth? What happened to the Krishna? He's in the tummy? No, he's playing with Radharani. But he expands as a taking birth. This is very important. Our parampara, our disciplic succession, we accept Krishna's origin form. Not Krishna of Mathura or Dwaraka or Kurukshetra. Krishna of Vrindavan. Very specific. Aradha Bhagavana Prajeshatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam. Prabhupada quote this verse probably more than hundreds of times. Very specific four things about our spiritual life. So Krishna when he appeared in Nanda Maharaj's house and he grew up, he started exploring. And then one day, face to face, they met. Of course, I'll give you a first leela is that how Krishna met Radharani first time. So, Mother Kirtida Sundari and Vrishabhanu Raja, there's a beautiful pastimes is there, where their original actually comes from Bindachal. Anybody heard the name Bindachal? It's a bigger mountain than Himalaya. Himachal is where the Mount Everest is there. But there's another mountain, it's more subtle, not physical gross. So Narad Muni always ignite little feisty nature between two. So Bindachal, there's a big wedding going on for Lord Shiva. And the big procession, you know why big procession? Because some of the, in America, I don't know if you have a big procession for the wedding. In India, you have a big procession from the bride's house to the groom house. And Shiva had a big procession, but some of the creature that following it has a 2 mile neck. So can you imagine like what kind of procession it required? Probably a million miles or something. Really, has a 2 mile neck with a 1 eye on the top and head is on the bottom. It's like figuring out, like very distorted. So Narad Muni says, what is this? Your competitor has a big procession and you don't have any daughter. You should do something. So he was meditating and then finally Brahmaji appeared. Brahmaji said, what do you want, Bindachal? He said, I want a daughter that marries to a person who can defeat Shiva. Brahmaji is thinking, this is a very severe austerity he did, I should give. Okay, I'll give him. But after he gave, he's thinking, wait, who can do that? Who's going to defeat Shiva? So then he meditated on Krishna. And then thought, but Krishna can defeat. So Shiva, Krishna, then Radharani has to come because she will pull Krishna in the Vrindavan and their intimate relationship. Then that's how Radharani came as a little child. Now I'll speed up the process. Then what happened, there's a 2 girl took birth. Radha, her name was Tara and Chandavali's name was Chandra. When Putana was traveling all over the world, you know, in Halloween party in America, they have this witch lady with a little broomstick flying. That's Putana, origin. It's not American, it's actually a reflection of Putana. So she would travel all over the universe and kill the child. So then she found, oh my God, there's a beautiful child there. Of course, she doesn't have the power to touch actually these children. But Jogamaya's arrangement, she came and picked up those two child. And then immediately Bindachal engaged the Brahmanas, you please immediately chant the mantra so that the girl can come down and this witch can lose the power. Nobody knew Putana at that time, she was not popular. Only Kamsa made her popular. So then one girl dropped where Chandavali was born, another girl dropped in Jamuna on the lotus flower in a special place. And when Vishwami Maharaj, he was doing austerity and he always wanted a child, especially daughter. When in ancient time, when the king goes to take bath, they don't go just alone. They go with a musical dance, you know, some dancing. It's like a big procession to take bath because they are king. Even Ramananda Rai, in Chaitanya Charitamrita we see that he had some group following him to take bath because he was a big man. So then Vishwami Maharaj, when he came, he was surprised that unlimited dazzling effulgence coming from this lotus flower. When he came nearby, he saw this beautiful girl. That's why in our pranam mantra, what do we say, chant? Tatta kanchana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari suto devi pranamami hari priye. So you may wonder what happened to his mother's name, her mother's name. Her mother's name is not even there. Because Vishwami Maharaj found Radharani first. So that's why our Goswami writes Vishwami Sute Devi. You follow? There was no mother's name. Of course, then he brought the girl and Kirti Dasunduri raised her. I'll jump into first year birthday ceremony of Radharani. The good news that she has a child. So all of our Vrindavan everybody came. And Mother Yashoda also brought Krishna. Some or other, Krishna and Balaram, they are not ordinary child, not in a sense of God, but they are very mischievous. You think you have an experience of your child or somebody mischievous? You have no idea what mischievous Krishna was. I mean, Krishna says, what is behind the hedge? Balaram said, poke your eye inside. So he went and Balaram let it drop. And Krishna got stuck and he's crying. They're like unbelievably mischievous activities. It's so funny. I mean, you can observe whole day night about it. So then, Krishna was brought by Mother Yashoda to this birthday ceremony, first birthday of Radharani's. And third birthday, I'm not going to mention, but you can read about Durvashamani's blessing. Can you imagine, 3 years old, the best cook made thousands of prep by the mercy of Durvasa. So first birthday when Radharani was in the crib, there's other stories that when Narad Muni came, he gave blessing and he realized that Krishna is born, that means his consort is here. So he finally discovered, but he didn't want to reveal. But then he asked the Vishwami king, is there any good news? You know, children, anybody born in this kingdom? We have. He said, well, my son is here, Sridham. Yeah, Sridham, I saw before. But any other? He was hesitating. Why? Because Radhani was born blind. So father is excited, such a beautiful girl, but was blind. Why blind? Because they had a prenuptial agreement. Before Radhani appeared in this world, she had an agreement with Krishna. That I don't want to go to material world when Krishna proposed that in Alachua all these souls need to come back. And how they're going to come back if you don't come to material world and perform some lila? Radharani says, no, I don't like to go there. But then Krishna says, well, I have to go because all these souls will be suffering. Then she said, okay, then I have to go, I guess. But on two conditions. One condition is three personality has to appear in before I go there. Anybody knows those names? I'm sure you all do. Who are the three personalities has to be there before Radharani comes? Jamuna Devi, Giriraj, Shashaguru was testing other day actually. And? No. Binda Devi. Everybody got it? So that's one. Other one is that I do not want to see another man's face. Krishna says you will never see any man's face. I'll make sure that you only see my face since you are born. That's why she was born blind. So now on the birthday when Krishna came and Mother Yashoda knowing her mischievous child, you can relate, she's like holding tightly and not let him go anywhere. So Mother Kirtida Sundari invite them, you know, please have a seat. Where is your daughter? I'll bring her, but just have a seat. Because she was hesitating. At one point, Krishna knew how to get the audience divert from him. So there was a beautiful pearl necklace. Krishna grabbed that necklace and pulled it down. When he pulled it down, the necklace all over the floor. Mother Yashoda said, oh my God, what happened? So she put Krishna and then trying to collect the pearl. That time Krishna escaped from there and went to the crib and grabbed the crib, shake the crib. I'm here. Well, not like that, but sweetly. And Radharani opened the eyes and eye to eye union. That was surprise. Everybody was looking for Krishna and then they went to the crib and saw Radharani's eyes opened. That was the biggest festival of Radharani's birthday. The eye to eye union. Now, okay, I'm just going to jump on it because of the time. Maybe 5 minutes?
Yes, more.
Okay, that's nice. Thank you. So, next verse, there are 7 points in that verse. Really meditate on this. 7 points, the previous verse. I'm just giving you only two. Then 7 is Krishna Mayi. Krishna Mayi, each word has a different meaning, as you know. Krishna Mayi, altogether. Krishna Mayi, Krishna Jahar, Bhitare Bahire, Jahajara Netra Pare, Taha Krishna Spure. Radharani's eyes, her entire body is made of what? You remember? First verse. This is a test you didn't prepare. Yeah. Krishna's love. Krishna's love transforms into Radharani's body. Say it loudly. Krishna's love transforms Radharani's body. Radharani's body doesn't have a bone muscle. I mean, you can feel bone muscle like that, but that's not what's made of. It's a love transformed. That's how Prabhupada translated. It's beautiful. So I'll give you one little story about this Krishna Mayi. What is Krishna Mayi means? That she is anywhere and everywhere, anything she looks at is all Krishna. But not in a sense like a blue ball pops up, not like that kind of. So Prabhupada given a good analogy. He said, just like a lovely mother, so much in love with the child, she sees the shoes of the child. When mother sees the shoes of the child, what does she see? The child. Even the father knows. Good. If they see the child, Prabhupada said, mother knows. So mother immediately thinks, oh, that's my baby. But you may say, well, that's not baby, that's a shoes. But to you. But to her is the baby. So Radharani has a relationship with everything and everyone in Vrindavan. So she sees Krishna in that way. You follow? That everything is connected with Krishna. Not like a sticking blue ball in everything. You know, not that concept. A beautiful pastime is there. When Krishna was growing and at just approaching teenager age, he noticed that the one girl is so attractive, unbelievably stealing his heart. So he like didn't know what to do, what to say. So then Madhumangal, Sugal sometime counsel, are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. You want to play more? Yeah. So what is happening? You're not normal. No, I'm normal, I'm normal. Because he just saw this girl first time and he got hypnotized. Maybe you all don't know because you don't know what the falling in love with a young boy and girl. But it happens in this world. So you have some reflection. This happened exactly to Krishna. So one day he told Subal, I can't believe it. There is a personality like this girl, so beautiful. Can I look at her one time? Subal said, I'll try to arrange. You know what I'm talking? In this world, they do. You talk to your friend, they arrange. Like this, because it's happening in spiritual world. So then Subal goes and Subal talks to Lalita Sakhi. He said, well, they have a hide and seek game. So one, two, three, everybody close the eye and everybody hides. Then they say one, two, three, everybody open their eye, okay, you have to find the other party, if you find. So this way hide and seek. So Lalita Sakhi said, where that cave that Radharani hides? So Krishna was given a chance to hide in that cave. So Krishna was hiding in a cave. I don't know if you ever went inside the cave. When you go inside the cave for a few minutes, you don't see anything, it's dark. After some time you start seeing, oh, there's a sand, there's a wall, there's you touch it, you know, start feeling. So Radharani also went in the hide and seek game, she went inside the cave. First she did not notice anything because she hides always there and nobody finds. She always wins the game. But today what happened, she is like after few minutes she's noticing something not, you know, you feel like some senses like somebody is here or what. After a little while, she looked at this boy, never saw before. Now don't put a logic, this is a true. Actually Krishna and Radha, they have this covering by Yogamaya. Whenever they see each other, they never saw that form before. Every moment there is a new form. Never experienced before. That's what the attraction is. Duhe kore hurahuri, Prabhupada writes. Duhe kore hurahuri means constant there is attraction. That is the original attraction for anything that exists. You may ask yourself, why do you exist? Because of that. There's an eternal attraction between Radha and Krishna. So when Krishna saw Radharani face to face in the cave, he fainted. And Radharani was like, oh, I love him, but I don't even know him. He fainted. Now what I do? Now hide and seek is over. Come on, everybody comes out from hiding place. But she's not coming out. So Radharani says, game is over today. Everybody go. Bhikshu knows something not right. And I tell you, I wrote this one story. But how eternally you can really chant and meditate on this. Sanatana Goswami Pad gives a beautiful story that every day, every moment, Radha and Krishna, they have a new form and beauty never seen by anyone or each other. So Krishna just woke up and he's going out with the boys and they say, wait a minute, in our flower garden, where these girls come from? They didn't even ask permission to pluck flower from our garden. So Krishna goes there, as soon as he saw Radharani, you know, like, maybe some of you can relate. When you see another boy or girl is so beautiful, you really feel like to look at her or him one more time, two more times, 10 times. Do you know what I'm talking? That's origin there. Krishna felt like, I want to talk to her. But how is he going to talk? Hey, I want to talk to you. He can't. So he said, excuse me, girls, you know who I am? I'm a son of King Nanda Maharaj. And it's illegal to pluck flower from King's garden without permission. I am actually capable of punishing all of you, but I am kind. I will not punish you. By the way, you especially, he's talking to Radha only. Did you hear who I am? Do you know who I am? She's looking at Krishna. You think I don't know who you are? Do you think you know me, who I am? Now you may ask this question, do they really forget? Yes. Not that they forget, Jogamaya covers that. Because they have unlimited beauty, you cannot imagine in this world. Every moment, nava-nava-dhani, every moment a new form is manifesting. So their conversation comes to a point, Radhani asks, and who are you, you say? Said, I'm a son of Nanda Maharaj. Oh, I heard. He's the one who steals butter from the other's house, thief. Well, beside that, I have a many good quality. Yeah, stealing garments from the girls. Now she's telling all these things. And then Radhani, Krishna's thinking, how do I counter it? How do I counter it? I can't. I want to talk to her. I want to be her friend. I want to be with her. But she's like putting me down. How do I do it? Said, you know, but beside all these things, you know, I'm a son of a king, you should have some respect that without permission you plucking flower, and I should be punishing you, but I'm not punishing you by it because I am. Can you tell me? Kind. Can you tell? Hey girls, can you tell me who I am? Kind. Because I'm not punishing you. Radhani says, I know you are kind, but didn't you kill that putana? So then she tried to put one by one by. And then this is a meditation, Sanatana Goswami Pad says, when you chant, you can literally think that what is Vrindavan conception is. A soap opera, transcendental soap opera, that it will never end. Now I'll end with this last word. Radhanath Maharaj, my spiritual mentor, my Sanyas Guru, he mentioned something unique. He says, when you bathe, would you like thousands of water pour on your head? Will you be happy?
Yeah, that sounds heavy.
No, you'll not be happy. Be honest. I don't think thousands of juices pouring on my body. Can it be end? This is not pouring juice and water. This is expression of love. If someone tells you, I love you, can that person tell you 2 times, 10 times, is that harmful or joyful? So bathing is an ecstasy. So enjoy that while you are seeing the bathing and hearing the beautiful song. Jai Sri Radhe Shyam, Jai Sri Krishna Bhagavan Ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki, Jai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Gaur.